You're listening to the Kumek Podcast, hosted by our teacher development team. Enjoy!
Welcome everybody, I'm Reedy, one of the Kumek teacher development leads, a GP and definitely a portfolio GP. So I have a number of other hats I wear, one of which is a clinical lead for the North Central London Schwartz Rounds and also a clinical lead and facilitator for the King's College London healthcare students at Schwartz Rounds, which we are in our second year of piloting. For the student Schwartz Rounds, we have medical, physio, nursing, dental and pharmacy students all coming together for an hour to share stories, usually based on a particular theme. If you've been to a Schwartz Round before, you will know that Schwartz is about connecting with the emotional and social aspect of our day-to-day working lives, but also how that overlaps with home life and learning for our students. It's a safe space and it's not about problem solving. It's really to think about how we come together and reflect. So without further ado, I'll hand over to Kainat if I can. And I wonder whether you can briefly introduce yourself and your story when you presented at the discrimination and diversity round.
Hi, my name is Kainat, but people call me Kainath. The H is silent. I'm a third year child nursing student studying my BSc. I got first introduced to Schwartz Round that was focused on discrimination. I was interested in the Schwartz Rounds because in my first year I had a situation that I've been discriminated for. As I'm severely dyslexic, I found it in my first year of King's. The nurse I was with knew beforehand I was dyslexic. She knew the severities as I explained to her about it. As I got newly diagnosed with dyslexia in my first year of King's, the nurse that was my mentor at that time, while I was in my surgical rotation, she gave me a questionnaire to fill in about the different roles in nursing within the surgical field. I had filled it in. This was probably the third, now the fourth time that I'd come to her to answer the question, for her to check the answers. But previously, she kept on saying that my answers were not correct. By the fourth time I went to her, this was in the middle of theatres, she said that she was fine to check my answers, so she did. She said that this is wrong. So I questioned again, why? Could you help me? As this is the fourth time I'm now writing the answers. She said, are you British? And I was like, oh. She said, are you aware the writing is wrong? I said, how? She goes, the spelling and grammar is wrong. I said, oh, I explained to you beforehand, it's okay if you forgot, I'm severely dyslexic. She goes, oh, okay, so where did you study English? Is English your first language? And I said, yes, English is my first language. I was born and raised here. She goes, are you sure? Where are you actually from? I said, I'm born and raised in North London. She goes, no, where are you really from? I said, well, if you're talking about origin, my mum is half Indian, half Bengali. My dad is fully Bengali. She goes, no, I'm not talking about your parents' origin. I'm talking about yours. Are you sure you're not born in Bangladesh? And I said, I'm really sure I'm not born in Bangladesh. I have a British accent. I was born and raised in North London. The spelling and grammar is because of my severe dyslexia. Due to my phonological awareness being very small, it's at 0.6%. And my short-term memory is at 0.03%. It's very difficult for me to spot my mistakes. She said, you can't be British if you're writing like this. Kings have a certain standard of writing. Being from a Russell Group University, I said that I am British. She goes, you must be confused about where you're from. I said, I'm not confused. I was born and raised in North London with a British accent. And then she laughed and then walked off. I felt quite humiliated at that time, especially when it was a live theatre. It was the surgical team that was operating on the child and no one said anything. So it was just me collecting my own thoughts about what just happened, as this was the first time ever I've been questioned about my nationality, my origin. Being newly diagnosed with dyslexia, it was even more shocking, as someone somehow can correlate my ethnicity, my nationality and my neurodiversity. I felt very angry that someone could even question my own nationality. Even with a British accent, I didn't assume that someone would ever question it. And for her as a senior nurse to even question another person, for me being a people of colour and the nurse being a people of colour, I was even more shocked. And I remember looking at the Schwartz rounds discrimination, and I felt I needed to tell nursing students, medical students, any of the healthcare faculty that they shouldn't be worried about discussing the situation of discrimination, as I didn't disclose to anyone that I got discriminated racially from the senior nurse. And I was scared myself that she was a senior nurse, I'd be blacklisted. I felt that healthcare students should not be afraid to go to anyone to discuss any forms of discrimination because they are senior staff.
Thank you, Kenneth. I'm just thinking, having heard your story again, and I've heard your story, I think, 3 times now, because we helped you prep your story to tell it on the day. I heard it on the day, and I'm still feeling all the emotions that you felt, you know, and maybe still feel to a certain degree every time you tell that story, because it's sort of, I think it's re-triggering and re-traumatizing every time you tell it. But, you know, I felt kind of angry and shocked with you, and, you know, just horrified that a senior colleague would dismiss you like that publicly and question you. It just so many levels of microaggressions and more direct discrimination. And then that, you know, I really heard your voice sort of saying, but, you know, clearly, you know, like me, you're from North London, we're born and brought up here. You know, you've clearly got a North London accent. It just is shocking in that sort of, I also heard how kind you were and sort of said, I get you might have forgotten about my dyslexia, just to kind of explain why I've struggled with writing this. And it was just so sort of black and white for this supervisor. It was just, it was wrong. There was sort of no nuance there. And so, yeah, I'm just sort of shocked all over again. And also not surprised that, as you say, you felt scared, you couldn't share your story, and that the Schwartz, was that the first time you'd shared your story, or had you been able to share it with anyone else before the Schwartz round?
With the story, I had only informed one of my lecturers who was dyslexic themselves. I've told some of my senior staff lecturers. I've told only 2 of my friends, but never publicly to other people other than my peers. It wasn't something that I initially attended, but I knew the Schwartz rounds, even if it was in a small community like King's, that could hopefully learn from my story and not delay the escalation of the situation, because it's still against, you know, it's still against law to discriminate. You have the Human Rights Act, you have the Equality Act. You're not supposed to discriminate anyone from race, gender, disability, ethnicity, origin. You're not meant to. So I didn't at that time think it was such a big thing until I talked to one of my friends, and they were shocked with how it went. And she said that it would have been helpful if I told them before, instead of waiting over 1.5 years when I was due to leave the hospital. I learned from the Schwartz rounds, you're not meant to be shy on the situations that are happening, because Schwartz rounds are meant to be this community of people that come together and learn, as you said, not problem solve, but to acknowledge what is happening within the medical field. That's why Schwartz rounds were even there in the beginning, to discuss and have an open space where you can discuss other people's situations and relate that to yourself and to your colleagues. I learned from Schwartz rounds that it's okay to discuss your, you know, your thoughts, your feelings on the situation. As someone who firstly publicly got discriminated, especially by someone I trusted as a senior staff nurse, was really shocking. The Schwartz rounds helped me understand my own emotions, where I knew that if me being afraid of discussing my situation, I won't be able to let other healthcare students know that. To go to someone, even if it's not the people that you work with in the hospital, but even at King's, you should at least have at least one supervisor or one lecturer that you can go to for any situation, your personal tutor. King's have the disability team as well. Being at Schwartz rounds was such a good thing for me, because I was able to acknowledge other people's views on my situation, where I didn't even think that were even there. I thought it was just a thing that was inside my own head, sort of thing, where I thought maybe I'm overreacting about the situation. Maybe it wasn't as big as I thought. Maybe I was making a mountain out of a molehill sort of situation. But thinking about it now, after 4 years. I realised that it was a big situation that I should have escalated when I got the chance. I should have escalated to the right people at the right time. It would have been sorted out much quickly than the nurse just walking around and thinking that might be okay. I've had discussions with my lecturer who was dyslexic themselves. I've discussed with my dyslexic consultant, that's part of the DSA, saying that wasn't correct for the nurse to ever say or question your ethnicity and your origin and your diversity, and that I should have stood up for myself. My lecturer and my dyslexia consultant was like, you know yourself more. You know what type of dyslexia you have. You explained it to her. She still spoke the way she did. That was unacceptable. So learning from Schwartz rounds, I had hoped that I would help someone, even if it's one person. I was fine with that.
I think it really did do that by you telling your story. And I think it was really brave of you to share the story on a much wider kind of, although they're safe, protected spaces, that feels more public because you don't always know who's going to be in the audience or even how they will receive the story. And as you say, the audience really connected to your story. So, in a Schwartz round, you usually have, there was three panelists, wasn't there? And, a 5 minute story and the audience really, really connected to your story. And I think you're absolutely right. There's the things we should have done. There's all the support that's out there in the processes. But actually, emotionally, it's quite difficult. You were minimizing it, thinking maybe it's not quite as big a deal, and then you've understood over time that actually it is important. So I think it was absolutely kind of crucial and invaluable, you speaking so openly and honestly to healthcare students and faculty who were at that round. While Schwartz rounds is not about kind of, problem solving and what we do next, what often happens is people will connect to your stories, on a real human level. But then when they go away and think about it, it has impact. And I am sure that's why I wanted to speak to you today and, to share your story more widely, because I think other people hearing it, it will really strike a chord and it will make people think. I'm just wondering, as a final point, would you encourage other students, other healthcare students, to get involved and why? What is it about Schwartz that is different from another kind of reflective group you might belong to within kind of nursing or other interprofessional education that you might have?
I would definitely encourage students to get involved in Schwartz rounds. It's a space of privacy. It's a space of reflection, discussion, discussing your own thoughts and feelings on the subject, whether it's anything to do with discrimination, diversity. It should not be a topic that is quiet. It should be a topic that is spoken often. Compared to other reflection groups, I felt Schwartz rounds gave me a space where you don't know the people that are listening, you don't know the people that are attending before, but they've come together because of the subject title. They've had a similar or maybe the same experience as you have, and that should not be an area that you should feel shy to discuss anything. You should be able to speak your own thoughts, respecting other people, of course, and acknowledging other people and learning from other people. I've learned a lot from Schwartz round. I've learned about invisible disabilities that are not apparent. I've learned about microaggression. I've learned the importance of words, whether it's in my situation about, be careful what words you say, or like another student about how you should be careful of what you think about, what you say out loud, not to assume. I've learned from another student on Schwartz round. Schwartz round gives you the importance as a student, especially at King's. You're with other healthcare students that you will mostly never work. We only work within IPE. You're essentially working together on how you could do better for yourself and for your patients. Healthcare profession is such a big thing, and you want to ensure that you, your patients, your colleagues are safe from anyone's harsh words, from having any negative assumptions, to learn from another. If you've made a mistake, to apologize and learn from one, learn how you can better yourself to help others and help your staff, help patients as well. Because you're going to come across so many different people, from your staff, from the colleagues you work with, from your patients as well, and your peers, to acknowledge them, and then yourself to acknowledge other people as well.
Thank you so much. And I think that completely echoes the whole ethos of Schwartz, which is, about connecting and sharing stories, about being honest and vulnerable, about not hiding away or shying away from difficult, what might be perceived as difficult conversations or topics. And, you know, this is, as you say, we didn't want to do that. So we wanted to start this conversation and keep continuing it. I know it's been continued in lots of forum, and, you know, that's part of, you know, you've been a really important part of that. So thank you. And I think all of you coming together, really, you all as healthcare students, I think it's minimised the hierarchies. We realise we're all working together to look after ourselves and our patients. So thank you. That's exactly what Schwartz is about. And when we first started doing it with students, we thought, rather than healthcare professionals, we thought this will translate, because actually you are doing all of that and still learning. And, you know, so you've got sort of extra sort of load of managing to learn how to do the job. And so I think the Schwartz rounds at this stage of your career is really important. And I love the fact that you've been able to kind of learn from others, from not just being a panelist, but also attending. Thank you so much. I hope this encourages other students who have heard about them and thought, shall I go to one? I'm not quite sure what it is. I hope this will give them a flavour of the huge benefit and impact that they can have by joining one. And I always feel like until you've actually been in the virtual room, because we're doing it virtually, you can't really imagine it. And then once you've been to one, I think you really get it. And hopefully you keep coming back. We usually have a core of students that keep coming back because they absolutely get the value and enjoy it. And so yes, I just wanted to really thank you again for being part of that process and that journey, and wishing you the very best of luck with the rest of your career ahead of you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Tweet at us at @CUMEC4KCL. Thank you for listening. See you next time.